Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 23, 17, and 18. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. When God says, let not thine heart envy, he is saying, don't allow your heart to envy, for envy is only exercised with your permission. It is a matter of the will, and God gives you free will not to envy. It is up to you. Imagine this conversation taking place between the husband and wife, neighbor of the rich farmer of Luke 12. Hannah, I wish we were as fortunate as our rich neighbor. I surely do envy him. His fields are rich and bring forth plentifully. Did you see his crops this year? I hear that he has had such a fruitful year that he will tear down barns that are better than ours to build bigger barns. My, I wish I were him to have such riches and comfort. And do you know what else he intends to do? He is going to sit back on his lees, retire from farming and take it easy, drinking and eating and being merry. Doesn't that sound good, Hannah? He doesn't have to depend on good weather from God anymore. He says, who cares about the rains and the sun? He has it all and intends to enjoy life. I surely envy him his position. Now, what is wrong with this picture? It is an incomplete picture because it does not tell the whole story. Facts are missing that should have been considered before a conclusion was reached. God provides the missing facts about the rich farmer in Luke 12, 20 and 21. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We learn that envy hides certain facts. It clouds the brain from thinking right. Envy narrows the view and puts blinders on the mind, for envy does not have 20/20 vision. Envy conveniently leaves out critical information necessary to arrive at the right conclusion. In addition, envy brings resentment of others who may have the advantage that you desire to have. The advantage may concern material goods, social status, power, or intelligence. Envy is a fruit of the flesh, and as such defiles the one who envies. Envy is a characteristic of the unregenerate life and is a trait of false teachers. Envy was the motive leading to the arrest of Jesus, and envy led to the opposition to the gospel in the book of Acts. Paul the Apostle cautions Christians to avoid envy in Galatians 5:26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Asaph, writer of the 73rd Psalm, was envious at the foolish when he saw the prosperity of the wicked, seeing them strong in death, without trouble and free from plagues. Pride compassed about them, for they had material goods more than their heart's desire. He saw them as being able to get away with corruption and lofty words against the Most High while increasing in riches. But Asaph did not stop there and conclude the matter. He did not brood about it and feel sorry for himself. He heard God say, let not, don't permit it. He went into the sanctuary of God and there understood their end. Because he feared the Lord instructed him with the rest of the story, upon which to make the right judgment. Asaph was told that the feet of the wicked were set in slippery places designed to cast them down into destruction. He told Asaph that the wicked would be brought into desolation as in a moment and utterly consumed with terrors. The fear of the Lord all the day long will comb the kinks out of your thinking. It will fill in the missing gaps in the story. Without the fear of the Lord, Asaph did not know the sinner's end, for he only had short-range vision. But with the fear of the Lord comes long-range vision by way of faith. That long-range vision allows you and me to see the sinner's end, which in turn brings an end to envy, knowing now that the sinner has nothing worth having. Proverbs 23:18 continues with comforting instructions. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. The Lord reminds us to be patient. If your cross is heavy, look up with a long-range view of faith. You only have a little time to bear it. The fear of the Lord all the day long will bring Jeremiah 29:11 to mind. It will remind you that the Lord is in charge of the end and will bring the right things about. God is not in the surprise business, and we are given to know our end. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Every one of God's people will realize the same expected end, and that end will be with Christ.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.